Tony Abbott's leadership will come under the spotlight again today when Federal Cabinet meets in Canberra. Senior ministers have been defending the Prime Minister, but that hasn't stopped talk of a leadership change. Reports have emerged this morning that Mr Abbott asked both the Foreign Minister Julie Bishop and Malcolm Turnbull for assurances that they won't challenge, but Julie Bishop declined to make that promise. Mr Abbott has refused to comment on the reports.
I think people find all that insider Canberra stuff so boring, so absolutely and utterly boring, and what they're looking for is politicians who are not endlessly navel-gazing, are not fighting amongst themselves, but are getting on with the government of this country, and that's what I'm determined to be.
The Northern Territory's Chief Minister Adam Giles has been dumped in a late-night coup. He's been replaced by the member for Katherine Willem Vestra van Hoogte. Mr Giles lost the leadership ballot by 8 votes to 6. Australian journalist Peter Gresta says he's relieved to be free, but is still concerned about his two Al Jazeera colleagues who were behind bars in Egypt. Mr Gresta has spoken publicly for the first time since he's released from an Egyptian jail yesterday. And there are growing expectations the Reserve Bank could cut interest rates today when it meets for the first time this year. But most economists surveyed by Bloomberg still believe the official rate will remain at 2.5%, where it's been for the last 18 months.